To CJLO, 1690 AM in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljoud. A U.S. brokered ceasefire agreement approved by Israel and Hamas took effect on Friday, October 10 at noon. The agreement stated all military operations, including aerial and artillery bombardment and targeting operations, will be suspended. In addition to a ceasefire, the first phase of the agreement included a gradual Israeli withdrawal from Gaza, an exchange of captives, and the entry of life-saving aid into the Strip after months of blockade. So far, Hamas has released all 20 living Israeli captives, and Israel has freed around 2,000 Palestinian detainees. This leaves more than 9,000 Palestinians held in Israeli jails under brutal conditions, and many without charge. Hamas has also released four among the 28 deceased bodies of Israeli captives. 4 days after the ceasefire came into force, Israel violates the agreement by killing seven Palestinians in Gaza in two separate attacks. And although aid trucks began to arrive, the Director General of Hospitals in Gaza, Mohammed Zakoud, told Al Jazeera that Israel is preventing the entry of medical supplies and medicines, an urgent priority among the resources they are calling for. On Tuesday, October 7, thousands of students across Quebec walked out of their classes and gathered in front of Concordia University's Hall building to commemorate 2 years of genocide in Gaza. This was after more than 80,000 students voted to go on strike for Palestine. Concordia ended up closing the entirety of its downtown campus that day, and students marched all the way to McGill University, demanding divestments from their institutions. A few days before the strike, Concordia's Deputy Provost and Vice Provost of Student Life and Experience, Brad Nelson, sent an email to students stating that the blocking of classrooms and the concealment of one's identity is prohibited. He also proclaimed that the celebration of violence won't be tolerated. Nelson also concluded the email by providing a series of contacts students can reach out to in order to file a complaint, access mental care, as well as safety guidelines. Students for Palestine's Honor and Resistance, also known as SPHR, released a statement on Instagram responding to this email. They called it a projection of President Graham Carr's own actions. SPHR also highlighted that while Carr tried to portray students as dangerous, his administration continues to support the flow of weapons being sent to kill Palestinians in Gaza and hire private mercenaries trained by the IDF to assault students on campus. On Sunday, October 12, just 2 days after the start of the ceasefire in Gaza, prominent Palestinian journalist Saleh Al-Jafarawi was killed while covering Hamas security forces fighting members of the Dokhmush clan in Gaza City. According to Al Jazeera, a senior source in Gaza City's Ministry of Interior said that the clan is an armed militia affiliated with the Israeli occupation. They added that this militia was killing displaced people returning from southern Gaza to Gaza City. Al-Jafarawi had been missing since Sunday morning. He still had his press jacket on when they found his body. Back in January, Al-Jafarawi told Al Jazeera that he had received many threats from Israel because of his reporting. His last living will and testament has been published on social media and translated from Arabic to English. In an excerpt he wrote, quote, "The truth will remain a testimony against all who retreat, betray, or stay silent, and an honor for all who stand firm and supported among the most noble of men and dearest of people, the people of Gaza." Unquote. Since October 2023, Israel has killed more than 270 media workers in Gaza. For more, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Welcome back to Eastern Promises here on CJLO 1690 AM radio and at cjlo.com, where we're playing 2 hours of punk music from Atlantic Canada in celebration of our yearly funding drive happening till November the 8th. You can check out cjlofundingdrive.com for opportunities to donate for some amazing merch or else for a tax receipt so you can get a little bit of money back. I'm your host, Donald Roberge, by the way. And before the break, you heard a song called Secret Flower of Millions. That was by NFA, also known as Not From Athens or Not Funny Anymore. It's from a 1993 release, their fourth, called Pedestrian. NFA were one of the premier punk bands out of Hampton, New Brunswick, which for a town of about 5,000 people had a big scene in the 90s, with up to 8 bands making music at the same time, including Scapegoat, No More, and Lizards, who eventually relocated to Montreal. And before that, you heard Charlottetown skate punk band Teeth Out with the song Walking Down. That's from their 2025 EP called Brittle But Elite. And I started off that block with a track called Hopeless Dramatic from the 2025 record Cheap Shame by the great Halifax artist Maddie Grace, who's been an integral part of that city's punk fabric for a long time and who keeps busy in Ottawa these days, putting out solo material and collaborating with different artists and projects. She has a show coming up with musician The Male Nurse, as well as local bands My Hill and Cartoon Acid on November 21st. That's at Irene's Pub in Ottawa, 885 Bank Street. Tickets are $20. I do recommend you explore her discography. She's a really compelling songwriter, and you can find that easily online, along with her work with a variety of bands like hardcore duo GROSS, Gross, garage punk band Crisis Party, and she also was collaborating with Halifax's Cluttered. Actually, let's play a track from them. Here's Dysphoria City Limits by Cluttered.
first thing in the morning, we'll be leaving with the morning. So grab your boots and wipers, cause the trains will soon be boarding. I kiss your darling mama, have a whiskey with your father. We may not be returning, but we're fighting for the honor. So when we get to France, we'll ask the ladies of the dance. You may not get another chance, or I'll take a second glance. Well, when these young men dying and there's bullets round you flying out, because I love the sighing, you spend your evenings crying. We're fighting on arrival, we're fighting for survival, and we're fighting so our children might be free. We're fighting for our brothers and our sisters, sons and daughters, and we will never feel the enemy. Yeah. Hi. Charters, money, soak into the hearts of cause to hold it. We're fighting on arrival, we're fighting for survival, and we're fighting so our children might be free. We're fighting for our brothers and our sisters, sons and daughters, and we won't ever fear the enemy. Try to make it back, to try to smell it on the salt smoke. We're just a hill, 800, we were passing by the mountains. The shark was pretty rough, barely hear the sun shouting. We're fighting on a wild, we're fighting for survival. We're fighting so our children might be free. We're fighting for our brothers and our sisters, sons and daughters, and we will never feel the end.
Crossover Comics is celebrating its 13th anniversary with a huge sale. On October 24th, 25th, and 26th, if you spend $50 before tax, you'll get to spin the Orb of Possibility, a 20-sided die, and add whatever number comes up as a discount. That means if you roll a 20, you'll be getting 20% off your purchase. Members of Crossover Comics also get an additional 10% off their purchase. So if you want to test your luck, come on down to Crossover Comics, 3560 Notre Dame Street West, on the 24th, 25th, and 26th. We'll see you there. One roll per customer per day, and some exceptions apply.
Dust off your boots, pour some sweet tea, and tune in to the freshest of folk, roots, indie, and more, along with some favorites of the past. The best of old and new meet together in The Alley every Friday at 11 a.m., only on CJLO 1690 a.m.
Welcome back to Eastern Promises, where we're playing 2 hours of punk music from Atlantic Canada here at CJLO 1690 AM Radio and at CJLO.com. This is in celebration of our yearly funding drive happening till November the 8th. You can check out CJLOFundingDrive.com for opportunities to donate for some amazing merch or else for a tax receipt if you prefer. I'm your host, Donald Roberge, and before the break, you heard a song called Secret Flower of Millions. Actually, you know what? No, you didn't. You actually heard Dysphoria City Limits by Cluttered, a Halifax punk band from about 10 years ago. And this is all part of our... excuse me, I lost my place here. Here you are. All right. Yes, I do want that. But yeah, you should continue contributing to our CJLO funding drive. Excuse me, I lost my spot here for a second. And you can do this by a myriad number of ways. You can do it by visiting CJLOFundingDrive.com. You can do it by making a phone call during office hours at 514-848-8663 or even through mail if you prefer. You can, though I wouldn't recommend it. It's, you know, Post-Canada is on strike these days. Nevertheless, if you do have your pen, the number is 7141 Sherbrooke Street, West, Suite CC430 in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And the postal code is H4B1R6. I also wanted to mention that you can pledge your donation directly to Eastern Promises or to me if you prefer. For some perks, you just have to DM me a copy of your receipt with your instructions. I can be found at Eastern Promises at Eastern Promises CJLO on Instagram or via email at easternpromises1979@gmail.com. Here's what I'm offering. For a pledge of $15, I will play an Atlantic Canadian song of your choosing along with a shout out, of course. For $40, I will play 3 Atlantic Canadian songs of your choosing along with a shout out. A $50 donation will allow you to get a shout out and the chance to promote yourself in some way. Just send me a text and I will send you along with that a signed bottle of Donair sauce. And finally, for a pledge of $100, I will sing a sea shanty of your choosing live on air and the signed bottle of Donair sauce. So, man, I want a Donair now. On to the show. You know, we've been playing nothing but punk music from Atlantic Canada, and this is in tribute to our underground theme. And before the break, I played a song called Whiskey With Your Father. That's the latest single from Celtic punk band out of Pictou, Nova Scotia, called East River Rats. They're an 8-piece band that incorporates bagpipes, mandolin, tin whistle. It's music that I have a lot of time for. And before that, you heard Moncton, New Brunswick stoner punks Diner Drugs with the song Cocaine for Free from their 2017 self-titled debut EP. They'll be in Montreal on December 11th, actually, along with Cancer Bats and Slip Tomb. That'll be at Bar La Ritz. And Diner Drugs, who'll be using the moniker Piss Fits for that one, will be playing the music of legendary punk act The Misfits. You can find out more information by visiting their Instagram handle at Diner Dogs with a Z. But it sounds like it's going to be pretty wild. Finally, I played the track Dysphoria City Limits by Halifax-based supergroup Cluttered. There we are, with Halifax punk legend Maddie Grace. Yeah, I did say legend. She's the bassist and vocalist. The bassist and vocalist Becca Daly from Dartmouth is also part of that band. She's from Dartmouth Man Dinosaur. And the incredible Cape Breton drummer Dylan Mombourquette. That was from their 2022 EP Transgender Dystopia Blues, by the way. There's always been a vibrant punk scene in Newfoundland and Labrador, as many of you know. And I guess that comes with years of economic struggle or it's harsh climate. Either way, here are some songs that exemplify the variety and quality of the punk that comes out of the rock. Starting with this band, this is St. John's Tunnel Vision with Purgatory. Yeah.
Well, I know vision of issue me, yeah. He did something you wouldn't believe, yeah. If you got the time, if you give me a dime, I'll give you mine, I'll give you mine.
Well, talk to you, 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 yeah.
Well, I know vision of issue me, yeah. He did something you wouldn't believe, yeah. He swam upstream in the mainstream, in the bitch stream, in the bitch stream.
Well, I'll talk to you, 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 yeah.
Nobody wants to talk to an ocean creature. He might be sure. Oh, no. No one says that they also deal with an ocean creature.
I know vision of his to me, yeah. Spoke to him and spoke to me, yeah. He don't mess up ass, he'll kick ass. He broke his tail, now he's in the cast.
Well, talk to you, 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 yeah.
I know vision of his to me, yeah. He got his teeth and he's hard to please, yeah. He broke the line, now he's doing time. He commits a crime when it blows him out of
ground. Nobody wants to talk to an ocean creature. He might be sure. Oh no. No one cares for the awesome deal with an ocean creature. He might pull you away. You can't talk to fish, 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 you can't talk to fish.
If you got pain legs, you an octopus fish. If you got a PhD, you a doctor fish. If you wanna take a flight helicopter fish. If you're home empty handed, you forgot to fish. Don't talk to fish, you can't talk to fish. You don't talk to no fish, you can't talk to fish. You can't talk to fish, you cannot talk to fish. You don't talk to fish, you cannot talk to fish. You can't talk to fish, you can't talk to fish.
Yeah, that was Get the Rods Out by The Reaction. Those are Newfoundland punk pioneers, really. The band was formed in 1978 by Rick Harbin and drummer Terry Carter. And Mike Fisher, who's still active in the Newfoundland music scene and whose 2025 single Wrong Place, Wrong Time I played on Eastern Promises a few weeks back. Get the Rods Out can be found on their East End Rockers EP, which was re-released several years ago by Victoria BC record label Supreme Echo, who specialize in rare works by artists from Canada and former socialist republics. You can find them on Bandcamp. And before The Reaction, I played a song called Can't Talk to Fish by St. John's band The Beer Patrice from their 2013 record called Hot Lunch. There's just not enough punk songs about fish. You can find that on streaming platforms. And I started the set by playing a track from a hardcore band out of St. John's called Tunnel Vision, a song called Purgatory from their 2022 album called Purr, like P-U-R-R-gatory. And a reminder that we're in the midst of our DIY punk underground themed funding drive here at CJLO 69. 1690 AM, where we're working hard to raise money for some integral and much-valued initiatives. We are volunteer-led, but do need funds to stay afloat, as well as to remain current with the latest technologies, so your contributions are much appreciated. We also have lots of merchandise available, as well as a raffle with amazing prizes and other incentives for you to donate towards. You can visit our website, cjlofundingdrive.com, for all the details. You know, one of the biggest punk exports coming out of Atlantic Canada these days is none other than Acadian act Peanut Butter Sunday. They're huge in Quebec. Here they are with Fort McMurray.
Shot à 8 mois, 22 pièces et un de toi. Credit card, je suis le roi. Caviar en dessous mes doigts. Trois autres shots pour ce qui croit. Allons y aller, moi pis toi. New handbag, 123. 1000 pièces, Louis Vuitton. Yes, the cold hard cash. Je peux avoir mon phone. Je peux avoir mon kidney. Je peux acheter une flat on Canadian Tire money.
It's all in your head. If that's true, I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it.
I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it anymore. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it anymore.
I'll fucking scoff. Fuck you. David Hasselhoff is an actor. I really need a chiropractor. I'm in constant pain. John Deere tractor. People always tell me it's all in your head. If that's true, I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it.
I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it.
Blue really turns me off. I own at least one shoe. Do you believe in God? People always tell me.
Yeah, that's some insane drumming. That was Abuse Cells by influential Halifax punk band The Shits. The Shits, C-H-I-T-Z. They were active from 1994 to 1998. That was from their 1997 album called Break the Cycle. And before that, you heard the song Rotor Quill by Charlottetown PEI band Dead Name from their 2020 album called Dysphoriac. And I started things off with the song Fort McMurray. That's by Bay St. Marie, Nova Scotia, Acadian punk trio, Peanut Butter Sunday, who are getting regular airplay here in Quebec. That tracks from their recently released self-titled record. You're listening to a special edition of Eastern Promises here at CJLO 1690 AM Radio in Montreal and at CJLO.com. I'm Donald Roberge, and we're devoting our episode exclusively to the great punk music out of Eastern Canada. And a reminder that not only will I be uploading a recording of this episode on our webpage at CJLO.com, you can also find tonight's playlist by checking out my link tree, also found on the show page or in my bio at Instagram. The feed is at Eastern Promises. This is CJLO. While you're there, feel free to click on the link that says CJLO Funding Drive in order to contribute to the station during our funding drive happening till November the 8th, where you can get some awesome punk and non-punk related merchandise or a tax receipt if you prefer. And you can earn the chance to win some amazing prizes in our raffle. So Miramichi's Six Gun Smoke have cornered the outlaw punk market in Atlantic Canada, a niche genre that exploits Sergio Leone, six shooters, and the romance around spaghetti westerns. Here they are with Red.
Tight. prepare for the fright of your life, because this Halloween, Ballroom is taking you sinners to church.
Spooky! Godfather Silver Old Navy and Auntie Mag's Old Navy present the What the Halloween Kiki Ball. It'll be a spooktastic night of tricks, treats, and vogue, Miss Thing. Looking to satiate your ghoulish cravings? Auntie Dee's Kitchen will be serving up their famous patties, refreshments, and, for one night only, a special Halloween platter. And they're not the only ones who will be serving it up, honey, with paranormal performance, fearsome fashion, and creepy creations never before seen. It'll be a night to die for. We've got Moonstar 007 and Mag's Old Navy on MC duty, and Father Cherry KFC on the decks. Join us on Friday, October 31st at 6 p.m. in the St. Edward Church basement at 425 Beaubien East for a Halloween you'll never forget. For more information on tickets and event details, follow the Montreal Kiki Ballroom Alliance on socials at MTL_KBA. CGLO is a proud partner / co-presenter of the What the Halloween Kiki Ball.
What the Halloween? Be spooky or get spooked.
Ashes to Ashes is your home for modern pop in all of its forms, whether it be synth pop, hyper pop, ambient pop, or anything else ending in pop. Along with Bops, the show features interviews and performances from an always growing list of emerging and established pop artists from both the local Montreal music scene and abroad. So tune in at 7 p.m. every Tuesday on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com.
Welcome back to Eastern Promises, where we're playing 2 hours of punk music from Atlantic Canada here at CJLO 1690 AM radio and at CJLO.com in celebration of our yearly funding drive happening till November the 8th. I'm Donald Roberge. You can check out CJLOfundingDrive.com for opportunities to donate for some amazing merch or else for a tax receipt if you prefer. And before the break, you heard a song called from the Stolen Minx. That's, as far as I'm concerned, Halifax Garage Punk Royalty, with the song Viola Desmond. That's from the 2008 album High Kicks, which was really popular among campus and community radio stations when it came out. And for my money, is really one of the best Canadian punk albums of the aughts. And before that, you heard the track Dope Sick. That's the latest single by gothic anarcho skate folk band The Devil's Punch Bowl. They're out of Charlottetown, PEI. And I started the block off with Miramichi outlaw punk band Six Gun Smoke with the song Red from their self-titled 2020 debut record. So we're playing a melting pot of punk styles coming out of Atlantic Canada here on Eastern Promises, all part of our punk-themed funding drive. CJLOfundingDrive.com is where you can go to check out all the cool offerings and events tied in with this year's drive. And it's really easy to donate via the website, but you can also drop off cash at one of our events happening next week, like our upcoming tape mix launch party happening at Bar Wills on November the 5th. That's a really cool spot at 6729 L'Esplanade in Mile X. And it's a free event. There'll be mixtapes ready to purchase. And I know I've been belaboring the importance of donating to the station over the last 2 hours, but you know, it must be said that CJLO to me is more than just a station. It's a critical and inclusive space for people like me who use it as an outlet and whose mental health benefits from being among like-minded people and within a community that fosters outside-of-the-box thinking. And, you know, of course, creative self-expression, which is huge. We need these types of establishments to thrive, especially in our current realities, which can be so divisive. So keep this in mind as you visit CJLOfundingDrive.com. So here's some music out of Truro, Nova Scotia. This is a garage punk duo called The Orchids with the song Daredevil.
Daddy's got a rap in jail.
Yeah, that's Charlottetown PEI hardcore band Antibodies with the track Swollen Headed Boring Dweebs, a 2020 single you can find on their Bandcamp page. Simple, powerful music from Spud Island. And speaking of powerful, I played a ferocious track before that by St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador hardcore band Sick Puppy. That was called Surrogate Boyfriend from their 2022 EP called Haunt the Hill. And that was put out by renowned UK DIY punk label Noise Merchant Records. And I started the block off with Truro, Nova Scotia garage punk duo The Orchids and the song Daredevil. That's from their 2025 self-titled debut record. Keep an eye out for them. So time is quickly coming to a close here, actually, at our special two-hour edition of Eastern Promises. Of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't remind you to visit cjlofundingdrive.com and donate either for some great merchandise or else a tax receipt. And you can always contribute cash if you prefer at one of our events happening between now and November the 8th. You can see what's happening by clicking on events at cjlofundingdrive.com. And you can also pledge your donation directly to the show, Eastern Promises, or to me, Donald Roberge, if you so desire. You just need to DM me a copy of your receipt, or I'll send me an email with your instructions to my Instagram handle at Eastern Promises CJLO, or my email address, which is easternpromises1975@gmail.com. Once again, this is what I'm offering. For a pledge of $15, I will play an Atlantic Canadian song of your choosing, along with a shout out. For $40, I will play three Atlantic Canadian songs of your choosing, along with a shout out. A $50 donation will allow you to get a shout out and the chance to promote yourself in some way. Just send me a text, and with that, I'll send you a signed bottle of Donair sauce. And finally, for a pledge of $100, I will sing a sea shanty of your choosing live on air, and the signed bottle of Donair sauce. I'll throw that in there too. So please dig deep and help out this incredible institution called CJLO, whose MO is helping the community and lifting both musicians and students so they can succeed. All right, you know, I couldn't rightly play 2 hours of East Coast punk music without acknowledging one of the giants. I'm talking about Purple Night. Considered the oldest punk band in the country, Purple Night was formed in Moncton in 1974 by Reynald Léger and his friend, a guy you might know named Marc Godet. As teens, they were really progenitors of punk more than anything. A few years later, Godet would form another band, this one appropriately called Punks, which was more in keeping with the emerging sound, but these bands were so influential in the local scene at a time where punk was really kind of slow to get off the ground in eastern Canada. Godet would eventually play with Moncton legends Eric's Trip, the first Canadian band signed with American grunge label Sub Pop Records, and he would have a hand in getting acts like the Monoxides and Sloan into the public sphere. So really a massive influence on the scene, which started with a little band called Purple Night, who, by the way, celebrated their 50th anniversary last year with a concert at Zero's Bar in Moncton. So here they are with a track called Thunder and Lightning. For Eastern Promises, I'm Donald Roberge. Don't forget, cjlofundingdrive.com. Till next time.